is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, and it's exactly 3 years from when I did the very first DBR video for Wesley on March the 23rd, 2020, when COVID started, when all the shutdowns and everything had happened, and we went on to doing the daily Bible reading videos as a part of our to maintain our outreach. And at the time, we weren't really sure how long we would do it, but we kind of kept it up, and here we are at the end of things, because we had started kind of around the fifth week of Lent in 2020, and now we've caught back up. Monday's text is actually really where I started in 2020, so because, you know, calendar doesn't line up with the lectionary calendar all that well. But anyway, today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 130, Ezekiel 1, 1 through 3, and then 2, 8 through 3, 3. That's a big chunk of text. And then Revelation 10, 1 through 11. I'm going to take a look at the text from Ezekiel and Revelation today and talk about feasting on the Word. You know, when you go to somebody's house and you're visiting somebody's house, somebody invites you into their presence, eat what you're offered. If you go into God's house, for example, for dinner, I hope you like paper, because apparently that's what he prefers to serve. Ezekiel and John, you know, John the Revelator, they're both called into God's presence and then tasked with delivering his word, words of judgment and encouragement to the world, specifically to God's people. That word, however, is delivered to them in the form of scrolls. And Ezekiel, he's told, take this scroll. Take it and fill your stomach with it. It's going to be sweet in your mouth. And Ezekiel's like, yeah, it was like sweet, like honey in my mouth. And to John, it says, the angel says, take this scroll, eat it. It's going to be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your stomach. So yeah, sweet as honey. They feast on the word. And that term, feasting on the word, I hear that a lot of people use that. And I think they get caught up on this idea of it, you know, the sweetness, you know, this being sweet as honey aspect of it. But like I said, John adds to Ezekiel's imagery. It's not just an accident that Revelation borrows heavily, I should say, on Ezekiel's imagery. John adds to it, saying that while that God's words of judgment were sweet as honey in his mouth, they were bitter in his stomach. So we like to talk about feasting on the word. We like to get caught up in this idea of it being sweet as honey. And it's an important thing to remember before we get caught up in all that, though, that what sounds like good news for us may be good news, may not be such good news for those people that are actually facing that judgment, who will actually face that tribulation. So, anyway, that's the DBR for today. Talk to you later.